Hello, and thanks for checking out Chemistry Connections on the Hopewell Valley Student Podcasting Network, a proud partner of HVSPN.com, where students come together to publish content to share with the world. The opinions represented within this episode are those of the content creators only. Please enjoy the show.
Welcome to Chemistry Connections. My name is Dong Xuan and I am your host for episode 16 called Chemistry in Steroids. Today I will be discussing the structure and some basic information about the steroid. First, I'm going to talk about the history about steroids. The first therapeutic use of steroids occurred in the 18th century. The English physician William Wenzelin used digitalis, a compound extracted from the leaves of the common foxglove, to treat eczema. So then second, I'm going to talk about the structure of the steroid. So any of a class of natural or synthetic organic compounds characterized by a molecular structure of 17 carbon atoms arranged for rings, so that's called steroid. I'm going to talk about the six basic types of steroid. I'm going to talk about their structure and their functions. The first one I'm going to talk about is the cortisol. Cortisol plays an important role in the stress response. Maintaining an adequate balance of cortisol is essential for health. So if you have you can Google cortisol, you can look like a picture of the structure of the cortisol. You can see there's four carbon rings. That's the basic feature of the steroid, and also there's like a double bond of oxygen on the bottom, and on the left there's also a single bond of HO. So that's like a basic structure of the six steroid that I'm gonna talking about today. The second one I'm talking about is the corticosteroid. Its structure is quite same as the cortisol. So it exists in many species, including amphibians, reptiles, rodents, and birds. Corticosterone is a main glucocorticoid involved in regulation of energy, immune reactions, and stress responses. And the third one is the aldosterone. Aldosterone is a steroid hormone made by the adrenal cortex, the outer layer of the adrenal gland. It helps control the balance of water and salts in the kidney by keeping sodium in and releasing potassium from the body. So that's actually a really important steroid because it controls your kidney system. And the fourth one is a progesterone. That's an endogenous steroid hormone that is commonly produced by the adrenal cortex as well as the gonads, which consists of the ovaries and the testes. Progesterone is also secreted by the ovary corpus luteum during the first 10 weeks of pregnancy, followed by the placenta in the later phase of pregnancy. So that's a kind of steroid that only exists when pregnant. The fifth one is estradiol. That's like estradiol structure is really simple. It only has a single bond of HO. It's not a double bond. Estradiol is quite different from all the other fifth types of steroid that I'm talking about. So estradiol is a steroid hormone with a molecular weight of 272. It is secreted mainly by the ovary, but small amounts are produced by the adrenal and testes, so that in males and in post-menopausal females, estradiol is always present at low concentrations. The sixth one I'm going to talk about is the testosterone. That is a primary male hormone responsible for regulation, sex differentiation, producing male sex characteristics, spermatogenesis, and fertility. So that's like that's really important to me because it's responsible for those, like, you know, boy stuff. And so finally, I'm gonna talking about the personal connections. So several weeks ago, I'm just doing like a regular blood test, and the doctor said my platelets are low and it's getting lower. So I have to go to the doctor. Like, after the examination, the doctor told me that my immune system recognizes that my platelets are harmful and it's destroying my platelets. So that's kind of problem of my immune system. So I just talking about the corticosteroid is also responsible for the immune system. So the doctor gave me the Dectron. It's a corticosteroid. So that's a medicine that will suppress the immune system so it won't destroy more platelets. So since the Dectron, you know, steroid has many side effects, like it caused me a lot of pain. It caused me like headache, muscle pain, stomach pain. So that's why I decided to do this topic. It really caused me a lot of trouble. And so yeah, that's why I do this topic. Like, if it make me feel, and it doesn't make me feel anything, I won't do this one. So that's my personal connection with steroid. And finally, thank you for listening to this episode of Chemistry Connections. For more student-run podcasts and digital content, make sure that you visit www.hvspn.com. Thank you.